Well, yes, you do have a team of printers, but there were only three permanent people there at Stratford who kept the machine ticking over, did repairs during the week, kept it clean and that sort of thing. And on the day of publication, the newspaper would ring up the House, as it was called in London. That was the union headquarters. They would tell them the size of newspaper that they were printing. When I say the size, the number of pages, whether it would be a 24, 28, 36 page tabloid paper. And the House would tell them how many men they were going to send down to help run the press. Now, the unions were all powerful at that time. The owners could not say, no, I'm sorry, I can run the press on less than that, send me only four. No, that wasn't possible. The unions would not allow them to run with other than the number that they stipulated. All the unions throughout that time in the printing industry were all powerful, and were all powerful up until real new technology using computers came in with the Eddie Shah, Rupert Murdoch revolution.